What do you see as a brief explanation for Christians when it comes to the right to defend ourselves?
Isaac, first of all, let me make it clear that the principle of self-defense is biblical. Let's go there, number one. Number two, God does make the matter of self-defense a matter of priority, and that responsibility goes to anyone who's in a position of authority. All right, so let's think of it this way. Do I, as a father or mother, as parents in authority, do we not have a responsibility to protect our children? Yes, in fact, we do. And if we let them just run out in the middle of the street, it's against the law, but it's also deadly and it's very stupid. So they have a responsibility. Does an employer not have a responsibility to put things in place to protect his employees from harm? The answer is yes, he does. Does civil government? Yes, in fact, it does. Romans 13 puts the sword in the hands of civil government. So police officers and the military, those are all things established by God. The reason is that it's part and the parcel of punishing those who do evil and as well encouraging those who do well. That's where the whole concept of defense comes into it. But even in the personal sense, there is a responsibility. Do we intentionally walk out in the middle of the road? Do we intentionally not want to protect ourselves? Well, no. Even Jesus told his disciples at one point, he said, "Go sell your cloak and buy a sword." Now, why did Jesus tell his disciples to buy a sword? They didn't need a sword, yet they did need a sword. Because as they walked the streets, there were bandits. As they walked the roads carrying out the gospel, they met with bandits and the terrorists of their day. Let's put it that way. And so Christ said, "You take that. You use it appropriately. That's not your spiritual weapon. The word of God is your spiritual weapon, but you do carry a weapon." So I'm not going to go too much more than that, other than say it's biblical. The framework is there, and depending upon the level of jurisdiction, you take one precaution or another. But does it come to the church? Does the church need to think about that? Yeah, it does. And so does the pastor and the leadership, because there's also an aspect of protection for their people. So we could build this out, but I'll just let it there.
That's a good point, Sam. And before I ask Josh a question, I want to remind all of our listeners that the issue that we're dealing with is not gun control, but rather heart control. There were people killing people even before there were guns. And Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" If Devin Patrick Kelly would have been won to Christ, this shooting undoubtedly would not have taken place. And so it's not the gun control issue, it's the heart control issue that we as pastors and Christians have the opportunity to sharing with others through what we call personal evangelism. And we need to advance that in our lives. But Josh, as Christians, we ultimately trust God's sovereignty in our lives and know that He makes no mistakes. And so my question to you is, what would you say to a listener who's gone through a tragedy like we've been hearing on the news in the last 24 hours, and perhaps he begins to doubt the goodness of God or God's sovereignty as a result? I say many, many times, Josh, that our sovereign God causes, allows, and directs all things to happen. I'm wondering if you might be able to comment on that, please.
Yes, and that is such an appropriate question for Christians. Last Sunday, as we were reeling from the news of this young state trooper being killed and this young wife and three beautiful daughters losing the protector and provider in their family, I had already been planning to go to Psalm 46 for Reformation Sunday. This was Martin Luther's favorite psalm that he transposed almost into a hymn, which we know as "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And so we looked at that psalm that says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the kinds of things that we see on the news happening, we can still be still and know that He is God." And it's interesting, my grandfather, who's 94, grew up in Holland, and when he was 17, Hitler's Third Reich invaded, and so he joined the Dutch resistance, and they did what they could as teenagers to try to stop evil in their homeland and protect Jewish people. And he saw horrible atrocities, SS guards throwing Jewish babies from rooftops into the streets, Jews sent to the death camps. And at one point, several of his friends were captured by the Nazis. These were young men in the resistance. They were tied up in the town square, in front of a firing squad, and the Nazi commander asked for their last words, and they started singing in German, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And my grandfather said he could see many of these young Nazis in the firing squad had tears coming down their cheeks as they heard the most famous German hymn that was practically their national anthem, written by Martin Luther, this national hero. And then, the commander said, "Ready, aim, fire." But these young Dutchmen realized that they were living in a world that was literally raging. The whole world was at war. That in the midst of all that raging, they had found a refuge, a fortress, an ever-present help in trouble. They had learned to be still and know that Jehovah is God, that He will be exalted among the nations, that the Lord, not the Fuhrer, would be exalted in the earth. And they believed that Germany's own Luther was right. "Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still, His kingdom is forever." And so we can find refuge in God's present help, and we can find rest in God's powerful rule, even when we see tragedies like this.
Amen and amen. Josh, what a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty and control, even in these times when the deceitfulness and wickedness of man creeps up and does something like this.